يا سيدي
يا سيدي
يا عصمة الآثم والجاه، يا سيدي
يا سيدي
يا عصمة الآثم والجاه، يا قاسم الجنة والنار، يا سيدي.
Citation of a verse of the Holy Quran about the appointment of the four caliphs and a reply.
آیه 29 سوره فتح می فرماید محمد رسول الله و الذین معه اشداء علی الکفار رحماء بینهم تراهم رکعا سجدا سیماهم فی وجوههم من اثر سجود. این آیه برتری ابوبکر و طریقه خلفای
سید سلطان الوایز این شیرازی. الله clearly says in the Holy Quran Muhammad is the apostle of Allah and those who are with him are strong against unbelievers, but compassionate amongst each other. Thou wilt see them bow and prostrate themselves in prayer, seeking grace from Allah and His good pleasure. On their faces are their marks, being the traces of their prostration. Chapter 48, verse 29. First, this verse proves the superiority of Abu Bakr. Second, it vindicates the position of the four caliphs as opposed to the claim of the Shia sect that Ali was the first caliph. This verse unequivocally states that Ali was the fourth caliph.
Certainly, this verse does not give any obvious indication about the mode of appointment of the caliphs or about the excellence of Abu Bakr. Therefore, you must point out at what place of the verse this meaning is concealed.
In the beginning of this verse, the phrase, those who are with him, refers to that great man who was with the Prophet on the night of the cave. The order of succession in the caliphate is also apparent from this verse. Those who are with him means Abu Bakr, who accompanied the Prophet in the cave of Thawr on the night of Hijra. The phrase, strong against unbelievers, means Umar ibn Khattab, who was very harsh with the unbelievers. The phrase compassionate to each other refers to Uthman ibn Affan, who was very kind. The phrase on their faces are their marks, the traces of their prostration, refers to Ali. It is clear that Ali is the fourth caliph, not the first, since Allah mentioned him in the fourth place.
I wonder how I should reply so that I may not be accused of self-interest. No Quranic commentaries, including those of your great ulama, have interpreted these words as you have. Had this verse been about the order of the caliphate, the first day after the death of the Prophet, when Ali, the Bani Hashim, and the distinguished companions of the Prophet raised objections and refused to swear allegiance to the caliph, baseless arguments would not have been put forward. They could have given a silencing reply by citing this holy verse there and then. Hence, it is clear that your interpretation is an afterthought. None of the great commentators of your sect, like Tabari, Imam Tha'labi, Fazil Nishaburi, Jalaluddin Suyuti, Qazi Baydawi, Jarullah Zamakhshari, Imam Fakhruddin al-Razi, or others have interpreted it thus. I fail to understand how you derive this meaning. Where and by whom was such a meaning given? This verse, from the literary and technical point of view, also goes against what you say.
Sayyid Sultan al-Wais in Shirazi, I never expected that you would stand so boldly in opposition to the obvious meaning of such a verse. Of course, if you have anything to say against this, you may let us know so that the real position may be established.
Considering the grammatical construction of the verse, if we interpret its meaning as you have, it would either mean that Muhammad is Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, and Ali, or that Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, and Ali are Muhammad. Even beginning students know that this sort of interpretation is grammatically inaccurate. Besides, If this verse referred to the four caliphs, there would have been the conjunction and to coordinate words to give your meaning, but it is not so. All the commentators of your own sect say that this verse refers to all the believers. Moreover, the qualities enumerated in this verse apparently refer to one person only, who remained with the Prophet from the very beginning, and not to four persons. And if we say that that one person was the commander of the faithful, Ali, it would be more appropriate, according to common sense and hadith, than naming any others.
من كنت مولاه فهذا علي مولاه فهذا علي مولاه من كنت مولاه فهذا